see it in the movies and the paper and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle. The lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad. And the air is acid rain. There's war after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. Cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. Told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
And welcome to the Watchman for Jesus program. My name is Thomas Gamble. I am your host for today at the Watchman for Jesus Network. Brought to you by the Watchman for Jesus Network. And I am the sole commentator. I'm just a commentator. I'm not an Idaho or a sweet potato, but I'm a commentator. And I'm a follower of Jesus Christ as well. Family, today, you know, I wasn't real sure, again, what I was going to talk about. I had a list of things to speak about, and I had to pick which one I thought was going to fit. And here at the last minute, I did figure out what I wanted to speak about, and that was deception. Family, you need to know about the deception on the pulpit, a deception in the news, and who the deceivers are, and you'll know them by their words that they speak. They're on the pulpit. They're on the TV. They're in the news, in the alternative news. They're very close and dear, unfortunately. And so, I may go to part two even. I don't know. We'll see tomorrow how far we get today. There's a lot to cover. But get out your pens and paper if you'd like, or just sit and listen. I'm going to talk about how you are being deceived at the highest level and the lowest level of how it actually works. And some of you all, I don't know, I never did that red pill, blue pill, exotic discussions and all this. Have you taken the red pill? And you go, you know, we live in a tyrannical government and all this sort of political mumbo jumbo. Do we? Of course we do. We've lived in this tyrannical government, a world government since the dawn of time, since Nimrod, actually. God's always been there through Jesus, before it was God, and then the Old Testament was sacrificing of animals. But that time and period was developing the scriptures of God's word to us through mankind. New Testament was Jesus Christ, then fulfilling the old law, providing you a way by which now you can be saved and born again from that point on, after Christ. It was so significant that Jesus had to die on a cross and then cross into paradise that was in the schism between hell, Hades, Sheol, and paradise, where the Old Testament saints were waiting for him. Because they had not yet met Jesus Christ, the Messiah. You see, so they could not go to heaven just by the sacrifices. Moses, Jeremiah, all the Old Testament saints had to wait. They could not go to heaven until the Messiah was born, died, rose again, after he said it is finished, of course, down a cross. And by his supernatural death, he supernaturally descended into paradise to preach the gospel to the Old Testament saints, all through from the Old Testament, all of them. Because all they did was sacrifice animals in obedience. But that did not save them. The innocent lambs they sacrificed that was set up at the beginning of time, that Abel did properly, Cain did not. Cain, by his own works, thought he was going to be saved. It got him cast out. By us, by our own works, we'll be cast out. And those who take Jesus, the innocent Lamb of God, will be saved. And it's open to all. This is the bottom line of what's going on today. Agenda 21, Nibiru, aliens, Asanda Manuel. What else is there? Vaccines, a little black or a little yellow, blue, red dots on your post office box. What else is it? Chinese troops and Russian troops inside the United States and where the missing plane in Malaysia. All that just to keep you busy. Are the indicators, that was awkward, are the indicators of what's going on today? Yes. But family, all this stuff that's going on today won't mean a hill of beans when the Antichrist finally comes about, the falling away begun. When you're in the 7 years tribulation, man, they're not going to care about the Venus Project, Agenda 21, FEMA camps, plastic coffins, all this fear-mongering nonsense. We'll go by the wayside. The real World War III, not this fake nonsense they got going on in Ukraine and all this stuff going on. Oh, it's real. There's no question about that. But all this is to get your attention away from the real issues at hand. And it puts you in fear. And a fake World War III. A fake Antichrist, Obama and the Pope and all this. This is a serious, serious claims I'm making. But they're founded. They're true. To bring on the real Antichrist. So they got to create chaos. So you want peace. And that peace is the first seal. When the Jews, you want to call them that, in Israel today, the real Jews are hidden. The Hebrew Israelites are, shall we say, the military in defilade. The Ashkenazi Khazars in Israel today are not the real ones. The tribe of Dan have control. British Israel, it's called, will be taken down. But by God and God alone, that's his beloved city, as his seat of which Jesus Christ will sit for the 1,000-year millennium reign. When the Jews in Israel sign a peace covenant with the Antichrist, what do you think God's going to do about that? Somebody better tell Hagee what's really going on, because his books are worthless. Blood moons, no such thing. 3 days of darkness in the Bible? No. Can they create 3 days of darkness? Yes. With technology, whiz-bang smoke and mirrors. chemtrails, whatever you want, it don't matter. 3 days of darkness are not in the Bible. You won't find them. Family, they're trying to deceive. I want to expose that today and maybe tomorrow if I have to. Depends how far we get today. You need to know the deception. And deception is up close and personal. Focus on the King James Bible. Because irrefutably, it's the only true word of God that you have on this entire planet. And it's with evidence that even the theologians at these Harvard and Yale and MIT and just name the college, it doesn't make any difference whatsoever. Just pick it out of the hat. All of them are humanist, Marxist, designed as evidence confirms without a doubt. So that means the professors there are controlled by Marxist, socialist, humanist preachment. And I have total evidence on that completely. Quotes, dates, names that confirm just what I've said. As a matter of fact, your father of American education is John Dewey. John Dewey is a humanist. I want to talk today, I hope, if I don't get too ambitious, if I got time, to talk about the Humanist Manifesto. That tells you what's really going on today. Newspapers tell you just the maybe specifics. But when you know the Humanist Manifesto and the tenets or precepts of the Humanist Manifesto, they'll tell you where they are when you read the headlines. Exactly. Some people ask the question, why are they doing this? Well, if you know the Humanist Manifesto, then you have the talking points, the major objectives of the Club of Rome, the Bilderberg Group, the Trilateral Commission, the Council of Foreign Relations, the Royal Institute of National Affairs, the Gorbachev Foundation, and the United Nations. When they sit around and discuss their little business, that is their objective points. And then the specifics is when they get down to it. Goals, milestones, you see. That's what it's all about. And you can't trust any of them except Jesus is the only one you can trust. So family, I'm going to expose that today. And we'll get into it. But before we do that, I want to dedicate the broadcast. And then, family, buckle up. Today and tomorrow, we'll expose a whole lot of them. And I'll start off probably with principles of deception and give you specifics about how you can identify these terms they call shills and trolls and those who claim to be Christian and look down on other people. But they're there to cause problems. They're not there. They say, well, I'm a Baptist, and I follow Osteen, and I do this, and I do that. And I go to church, and you're a deceiver. And, oh, they just get all into it on the Facebook and YouTube and all this. But, family, you have groups of these Christian identity. You have Jesuits, Wiccan, that are high level, very high level in your government. You see, family, I'm not talking small potatoes here. I'm talking presidents of countries. I'm talking prime ministers. I'm talking pope, priests, bishops, cardinals. I'm not talking small potatoes. I'm talking big potatoes, Irish potatoes, the biggest ones you can find. And you need to know specifics of how to identify and call out these deceivers. And family, just because they say they're Christian and all that doesn't mean one thing. It's what they say, it's what they do. The two match. You see. Now you've got, what are some of these subjects before I get cranked up here? But giants, dead scientists, and gold medals and all this and all that. Is anyone get anybody saved? You go out and buy your gold? Sure, go out and buy gold. But when they declare martial law, and even as far back as FDR, who was going to declare a dictatorship by his own evidence, by his own words, behind closed doors. I've got a quote directly from him, March 4th, 1939. Came from Senator Lundeen, to William G. Carr, and he put it in a book that's not well known called Red Fog Over America. I'm not going to read it right now, but nevertheless, FDR, one of the most evil presidents we've ever had, by his own words. His own words, you understand? Not an opinion, his own words. Behind closed doors, that the speech was never supposed to have gotten out. Look up Senator Lundeen. L-U-N-D-E-E-N was a member of three congressional committees. Heard this quote directly from FDR. Now, if you go to my website, watchmenforjesus.com, watchmenforjesus.com, and you see a timeline there, there's 200 pages of it. You just click it and go to 1939 and the date, and you'll read it yourself. It's real simple. Do the research. Let your fingers do the walking. And oh, by the way, you don't have to go to the library and read microfiche anymore. You can use a computer at home. It's just as good. Family, I'm going to dedicate the broadcast, and let's get started. And today, the title is Revealing Deception. And I have it on TalkStream Live. If y'all would, too, if you get an opportunity, if you haven't already, go to TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com. And look for my picture. If my picture's not there, type in the search bar, Thomas Gamble. And then you'll click on the green bar. You can listen there. Or, better yet, click on my face there, and you'll go into my website back where you were. And like I said, this could very well be part two, part one now and part two tomorrow, because there's a lot I want to cover, and I'm going to give you specifics. So I recommend getting a notebook or a piece of paper or something like that if you're interested. Also, I'm recording this, so I'll have it available if you want to hear it later or you want to, it'll be there. Okay, enough of that. Also let you know that we're played up in New York, New Jersey. What's that other Yankee state? Oh, yeah, Pennsylvania. at highpointradio.net. That's highpointradio.net. And his email is highpointradio@yahoo.com. highpointradio@yahoo.com. He's expanding his network. I don't know when he's going to stop, but he's on the road of putting up one antenna, one tower each month. He's just building his network up, and that's what he's focused on. He plays our broadcasts and Bible studies on a random basis. Also, KBLU Radio out of Colorado and Blue Raven Network plays our broadcast and Bible studies simulcasting. And you know, last night I had Revelation Radio Network. I have every Monday from 8 to 10 p.m. Lord, we thank you today for being able to come together in this broadcast and, Father, this ministry. Lord, we pray for those that's listening. Father, we pray for those that's families that's listening. And, Father, we pray for all those that are seeking the true Word of God through King James Bible, through Jesus Christ. That, Father, we know He died on the cross for our sins. He rose again and ascended, and He's coming back. Lord, we thank you for this promise. We thank you, Lord, for this opportunity that we have to come to Jesus, that, Lord, we know that's the way and the path. Lord, we pray for our families, that, Lord, that you'll send the Holy Spirit down and cover them with the blood of the Lamb. Lord, we pray that the families will be touched by the Holy Spirit, that, Lord, that lives will be changed. And, Father, we pray for those returning veterans, Father, that are being Father, those vaccines, Lord, they've already started causing suicides, 22 per day. We pray, Lord, that you'll render the effects of these vaccines null and void. And, Father, these pills that they have, it's got the microchips inside the pills, Lord, your Holy Spirit will render them null and void. And, Lord, we pray that divine appointments will be set up that will take the mind away from these veterans coming back from the thoughts of suicide. Lord, because we know the suicide is being done on purpose and orchestrated from outside. And Lord, we pray that your Holy Spirit will render the technology and the effects of these pills null and void. Lord, we also pray for those children and adults that's being abducted for the next couple of months for these sacrifices and these holidays in end of March. And Father, at the end of April, we know that there's going to be disasters to come. And Father, we pray that you'll be there and to glorify your name in providing miracles for those to survive, or Father, for the realizations to be made and for discernment to be given, that Father, lead people to Jesus Christ. And Father, we know that Satan has increased his power, increased his influence, that Lord, by us pulling away, we know that his influence increases. And Lord, that's why we pray. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we plead the precious, uncorruptible blood of Jesus over ourselves, myself, our families, and everything that belongs to us. And we ask you, Lord, for giant warrior angels to be loosed from heaven, surround and protect us, Lord. And as your war club and weapons of war, to break down and undam and blow up all walls of protection around all witches, warlocks, wizards, Satanists, and all the like. And Father, we ask the Holy Spirit to break the power of all curses, hexes, vexes, spells and charms, the fetishes, the psychic prayers, the psychic thought, all witchcraft, sorcery, magic, voodoo, all mind control, the jinxes, the potions, bewitchments, the death and destruction they cause, the sickness and pain, the psychic power, the psychic warfare, and the prayer chains be broken up. And everything else being sent my way, our family members' way, I return it. We ask the Holy Spirit to return it and the demons to the senders right now and sevenfold back to them and bind it to them by the blood of Jesus. And Father, we pray that these lost souls will then find the light of your Son, Jesus, and that their own snares and traps have been set against themselves. And in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we ask the Holy Spirit to loose them from all mind control of Satan. And Father, we ask you to bind the Holy Spirit to their hearts, and this to serve as a guide to your Son, Jesus, and they may be set free from the bondage of Satan. That's, Father, why we pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, and thy kingdom come, and thy will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. For those vets returning back, you've been given a bad deal. They put those microchips in you through the vaccines. We know those. If you go to my website, watchmanforjesus.com, you'll find two studies I've done that's quite lengthy on the suicide conspiracy. And I can prove to you that the suicides are being orchestrated from outside your own cells. It's by design. I name the people. I name how they do it and show you how they're doing it. Now, don't take my word for it. You take what I give you there, and then you research further what I've got, and you confirm yourself. That's what, you know, for your own. If you find mistakes in my work, please tell me. I have no problem in realizing something and then moving on and moving to the truth. If I've made a mistake, then I'll up on it. I'll hold it up, and I'll fix it, and I'll do it on the air, too. Family, nobody knows it all, no stretch of the imagination, except one, and that's Jesus Christ. He does. No general, no leader, no president, no prime minister, certainly no Illuminati high up Roman or German or French or Italian or whatever they are. It don't make one lick of difference. They all will be judged by God, and there's nothing they can do about it. They can't stop it. But family, you got to get right with God first. And that's through Jesus and Jesus alone. Because he's coming back. I know there's coming a day called the day of the Lord. Evil will spread this land like you've never seen before. The witches know it. The Freemasons at the highest level know it. And it's coming. And this country has turned away from God. And we're going to answer for it. It's going to happen. Now, I'm going to probably, I want to use this particular broadcast today and tomorrow, if I go into tomorrow's second, into second part, if it happens, and I sort of suspect it will. We'll see. And because this is important, family, to know how you're being deceived from the highest level. You see, this is what's the most important. It's to know where you're being deceived, and it's up close and personal. It's up close and personal. And the highest level, the Pope, is a part of it. The Illuminati, 26 families, core, 26 families, is a core group. Sprengmeyer, who's a little bit subjugated now, there's no question about that, but he does tell 80% truth. But he's against the King James Bible, which is a problem. And also, the John Coleman, who was a member of MI5, MI6, tells you about the inside Illuminati families of the Italian and German. Then you got others that they don't talk about, like Sinclair, and others that you don't know about that pull the strings in the background in councils and committees, you see. So those are the ones you want to not want to focus on, but know that there is an agenda. And that agenda is based on, as I said before, the Humanist Manifesto. That's their talking points. The ones at the highest level, the kings and queens, are all in on it because they're the royal blue bloodline. Their actual bloodline goes back to the pharaohs of Egypt. They can trace their bloodline because it has one specific bloodline gene that you don't have as a human being. It's a copper-based DNA trait. They've quantified the DNA structure to be almost human. Because in the Old Testament period, your so-called cavemen, your dinosaurs and all that, coexisted with mankind before the flood. This was Satan's means by which he was trying to manipulate God's creation by alchemy and DNA manipulation. He failed miserably. He created giants that God destroyed. That brought on the flood, that brought on Noah, that brought on Nimrod. Nimrod was the second attempt. 60-some-odd fallen angels, watchmen they call them, descended down from the second heaven, and they were supposed to be watchers of mankind, but they fell in lust on human women. We're not talking, there are no aliens. And there's no such thing as ascended masters. These are demonic. And they have different DNA than humankind. Specifically, copper-based DNA, Rh negative. Humankind has iron oxide. There's a different DNA pattern. That extra copper-based DNA allows them to be used as avatars, chelas, or being possessed totally. Whereas a human being, if they were to be possessed totally by the fallen angels, or used as avatars, would have spontaneously combustion. Now you see, because the iron oxide would not be able to handle the increase of electromagnetic energy coming from being possessed. Now that, I really shortened that up. That's the mechanics of it. That's how it works. So when you hear a spontaneous combustion, these are individuals that's messing with the occult and not prepared. They get possessed and they burn from the inside out. Literally. Like striking a match. Like an iron filament that has too much electricity put to it, it burns, right? A copper won't. Now you see? So this goes down to physics, science, biology, manipulation of DNA, up close and personal. So family, I'm going to talk here a little bit about the question I was asked. There's been talk about Peter. Now this is kind of, it's not necessarily, I told some people I was going to talk about a particular question. And Peter is, according to the Vatican, founded the Catholic Church or something, with this rock, et cetera, et cetera. Well, I'll tell you right now, the Bible don't support that at all. This is a claim by the Vatican that's completely wrong. Because he says they want to include the church. The church for God is where two or more are gathered. That's it. Done. No religion. Religion is all bunk. Christianity was created by Constantine. You see, before Christianity in 325 A.D., you had Christians, but you didn't have a religion. You had Christians who followed Jesus. Religion controls it by their own doctrines in every religion. Just make it up as you go along. So they use Peter as an example. Constantine was the first pope. He had declared himself to be the Summus Pontifex, not Peter. Historically speaking, Constantine was the first pope in the Council of Nicaea. And you know, as time went on, people got it to where they were believing that Apostle Peter was the first pope. Now, Peter could never have been the first pope because of Mark 1:30. It tells us Peter was married. Also, very importantly, what's a pope when they're not in Rome? Because Peter was never in Rome. Peter is also buried in Jerusalem. So the Apostle Paul tells us in Galatians 2, verse 8, that God chose Peter to go to the circumcised. That's the Jews. And Paul to the Gentiles. Anyone not a Jew. That's it. And so Paul wrote letters to the Christians in Rome and never once said anything about Peter being there. So they got a problem. So right then, you say, well, wait a minute, I'm being lied to. And if you go to a very interesting scripture in Galatians 2, verse 11. It gets very interesting. See, some of the apostles, even as far back as David and Solomon and Moses, and even Noah, he got drunk. Noah got drunk. You had David, what he did. These people weren't pristine, and neither of any of us. I'm certainly not. We put him on a pedestal, but God's forgiving and loving. But he also has just. He is just. He's also been a just God. He also has punishment. But Galatians 2, verse 11, it gets very interesting. See, Peter was always a self-thinker. When he was always a fired-up individual, he drew the sword out, cut off the ear of the servant of the one of the Sadducees or whatever, and he was going to fight, boy, I'll tell you what. But in Galatians 2, verse 11, it says, but when Peter was come to Antioch, wait, that's where they collected all the scrolls and manuscripts in Antioch by the first century, that later became the Textus Receptus and basis of the King James Bible. No other book on the face of this earth can claim that. Anyway, but when Peter came to Antioch, Paul says, I withstood him to the face because he was to be blamed. Oh, problem here. For before that certain came from James, he did eat with the Gentiles. But when they were come, he withdrew and separated himself, fearing them which were of the circumcision. And the other Jews disassembled likewise with him, insomuch that Barnabas, also was carried away with their dissimulation. But when I saw that they walked not uprightly according to the truth of the gospel, I said unto Peter and before them all, if thou, being a Jew, invest after the manner of Gentiles, and not as Jews, what compellest thou the Gentiles to live as do the Jews? We who are Jews by nature and not sinners of the Gentiles. Whoa. Now, this was Paul's sixth and final answer to the attacks on his apostleship. When it starts there at Galatians 2:11. He tells how it was necessary for him to rebuke the apostle Peter, and he did. He considered by many Jewish Christians as the chief apostle of the apostles was Peter. But this passage in Galatians 2:11, what it does, it effectively refutes that notion that Peter was the infallible leader of the church. He was not. Now, if you're going to use the Bible, you got to use all the Bible. You can't just pick and choose, cherry pick scriptures. It doesn't matter who the preacher is. It doesn't matter who the pope is or the bishop or the cardinal or whatever. It doesn't make a lick of difference or the rabbi. It doesn't matter. That King James Bible stands on its own. And it tells us what to do, not the other way around. Now, you can make up your own if you want to. But I sure wouldn't recommend it. But that passage, Galatians 2:11, effectively demonstrates that the notion that Peter was the infallible leader of the church, he was not. And if you go to Galatians 2:12, when Peter first came to Antioch, he would eat with the Gentiles and pretty much full enjoyment of his Christian liberty. But by Jewish tradition, he could not have done this. Sometime later, he had a group come down from James in Jerusalem. As you read there in Galatians 2:12, and they came to Antioch for a visit, right? So they claimed to represent James, but he later denied that. You'll find in Acts 15, verse 24. So there are probably Jewish Christians who are still clinging to certain legal observances like they are today, like Christian identity and Hebrew roots movement, sacred name movement, wanting to go back to the Old Testament and the old law in a very sneaky way. And calling Jesus Yahshua and Yahweh, which is the name of Satan backwards, not Jehovah is the name of God. I am that I am. That's the name. But now, when these Jewish Christians then arrived, Peter stopped having fellowship with the Gentiles. Why did he do that? Well, he is fearing that the news of his behavior, his activity, we think back to the legalist faction in Jerusalem. They still had power. So in doing this, he was denying one of the great truths of the gospel. That all believers are one in Christ Jesus. He lost sight of that. And that the national differences do not affect fellowship. All believers are one in Christ Jesus. Jews and Gentiles, by the way. And the national differences, American, German, all that doesn't make any difference at all. Doesn't matter. Satan uses sovereignty and patriotism against us. Jesus Christ is not about patriotism and sovereignty. Jesus Christ is about the gospel. He is the only one. You'll not have division in the millennium reign. We won't have flags. Now, Finley says, quote, by refusing to eat with uncircumcised men, an implicity that through believers in Christ, they were still to him common and unclean, and that the Mosaic rites imparted a higher sanctity than the righteousness of faith. So if you go to Galatians 2:13, others followed, and there you'll see where Peter's example includes Barnabas. And that was Paul's co-laborer, by the way. And they recognized the seriousness of this action. They saw it, family. And so Paul, being as bold as he was, accused Peter of hypocrisy. And Paul's rebuke, you will find in verses 14 all the way to 21. You see? And so, in 2:14, as a Christian, Peter knew God no longer recognized national differences. And so he lived as a Gentile. He ate the foods and so forth. And by his recent refusal to eat with the Gentiles, what happened was, Peter was implying that observances of Jewish laws and their customs was necessary for holiness. And also, he recognized that Gentile believers would have to actually live as Jews. So if you go to 2:15, Galatians 2:15, Paul says, "We who are Jews by nature and are not sinners of the Gentiles." Well, here's where old Paul is using a little irony, because Peter's conduct betrayed a conviction that lingered around, and it concerned the superiority of the Jews and also the despise of the Gentiles, right? So Peter should have known better, because you see, God taught him before the conversion of the Gentile Cornelius fits in here to call no man common or unclean. You'll find that in Acts 10 and 11, verses 1 to 18. So Peter got spanked a little bit. Baptized by the Holy Spirit. You see? The Father, Son, and Holy Spirit is the correct way. Family deception is abounding today. And it's not by accident. It's by design. Now, you've got some of these preachers out here that are using NIV Bible. You've got some of these preachers out here that follow Billy Graham. And finally, he's a 33rd degree Mason. He is coming out, denying Jesus. Robert Schuller, the same thing. Family, you got to know who you're dealing with and what's happening all at one time. That's the key. Now, I've played these by their own words. Family, follow Jesus, not some man. Not some church, not some religion. You follow Jesus and Jesus alone. Because he is the only way, the truth, and the life. Not Mary, not a set of rosary beads, not Buddha, not Bodhisattva, not the Imam Mahdi, not the Krishna, not the Kalki Avatar, not the Christ, but Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the only begotten Son of God. You ever thought why they say the only begotten Son of God? I believe I can tell you. In the Old Testament, you have the sons of God in Job 38:7 and in Genesis 6, verse 2 and 4. You got sons of God. These were created beings by God that had no mother, no father. They were created fallen angels. They were created angels that fell from grace of their rebellion. So because they were created by God, they were sons of God. But notice the Bible specifically says Jesus was the only begotten Son of God. That means Jesus Christ came in the usual way. More specifically, Jesus Christ had an umbilical cord. Jesus Christ, the Savior of this world, Creator incarnated human flesh, came in as a baby. I imagine he soiled his pants. I imagine that Mary, his beloved mother, had to feed him, had to hand feed your Savior. But the sons of God were created like Adam, who was a son of God, but in flesh, had no belly button. How about that? They had no belly button because they did not come in by normal way. They were created adult. God brought together with his voice, created man. Then in Genesis 2, tells you specifically how he did it. And then from the DNA rib of man, of Adam, he made Eve. Supernaturally, called it together, using the DNA of Adam, supernaturally creating Eve. Literally, part of him. Family, look into the scriptures. Pray the Holy Spirit leads you there. Is this what happened? So the sons of God took on physical copper-based DNA and were able to procreate with the daughters of men. Now, you've got some of these preachers out here, and they're wrong when they say that the sons of God of the Old Testament were the sons of Seth. That's impossible. Because in Job 38:7, demonstrates totally that the sons of God existed before the foundations of the earth was even laid. So pray tell, that begs me the question. How did the sons of Seth exist before the foundations of the earth was even laid? Now, Arnold Murray of Shepherd's Chapel and Herbert Armstrong and some of the rest will have you believe, errantly, that we all are human beings, were former angels before. Family, I don't even want to discuss that. That's not even worth talking about. We're not former angels. Nowhere in the Bible will you find that. You'll find it in man's theology, but man's theology does not match God's truth. First man was Adam. Nobody before him, and many came after, by the usual way. The first woman was Eve. Bible's clear on that. And Genesis 2 says specifically how his soul came into being. That's all Genesis 1 and Genesis 2 is all about. Well, family, you have coming at you when you're trying to work, witness about the love of Jesus, about his return, and about this deception that's coming, you're going to have a conspiracy of interruptions. It will happen. There's great conspiracies going on. Schemes are aimed at destroying both democracy in America and Christianity, as I'm going to go anyway. The strategies include the Trilateral Commission, the communism, the New Age movement, secular humanism, the Illuminati, cults, groups. But none of these conspiracies troubles the heart of God. With just one whiny whiff of his breath, he can blow them all into oblivion, and there's nothing they can do about it. Not one thing. There's only one conspiracy that concerns God, Jehovah. And that scheme is aimed directly at you, who sets your hearts at entering the fullness of Christ. There is a conspiracy that God's concerned with. All these other is nothing but sensational, book-selling, CD-selling nonsense that's going around. Satan using his minions, his secret societies, powerful Illuminati families with a lot of money, a lot of pull and push, only for now. And they will be taken away with just a whiff of his breath and the beginning of the tribulation. And then will come their judgment. Now, it's a satanic conspiracy. It's meant to thwart God's plan of raising up an army of sanctified people. Men and women totally devoted to the lordship of Jesus Christ in their lives, which is open to all. And all have that choice. But all don't make that choice. It's not a matter of putting yourself above others. You don't do that. You witness to others. It's a matter of choice and decision. David Wilkerson, one of the last and one of the greatest evangelists, his death is extremely questionable. And you could, just like Russo and the rest, you could say that looking at the evidence and what happened, very, very strong indicators that David Wilkerson was murdered. Because he was not bowed down, like all the rest are, to the National Council of Churches, to the Calvinist viewpoint, to the Sananda lie of the Calvinist and preterist and all this nonsense that they got, Christian identity, and so forth. He would not bow down to this false doctrine. He taught the true word of God, like Ravenworth and several others. They're going by the wayside. They're being subjugated by conspiracy. Only one Bible, King James Bible. That's also being attacked as well. You'll find interruptions coming from all directions. Some folks won't even know it. This is only to toughen you up, to give you patience, to train you for more to come. It's going to get worse. To stand up for Jesus. Every demonic principality, and I've named the principalities in my past broadcast, exactly all the principalities, and they're seated in high places. They cower upon the hearing of the cries of a weeping, broken-hearted child of God, because he knows that God will answer that prayer. And they quiver at that thought. They get sick, as Swedenborg confirms, actually. You see, the powerful praying of just one intercessor sounds to them like a raging thunder in the caverns of the damned. And there's not one inch of space in hell that isn't affected by a believer who denies himself, takes up his cross, and follows Jesus Christ with his whole heart. You see? And when one goes down and God brings home, God's going to raise up another. There is not a thing they can do about it. Yet we must be aware that the soul that cries out with agonizing yearnings for depth in Christ, they will become the central focus of Satan's conspiracy of interruptions. David Wilkerson talks about interruptions. I've done my research with David Wilkerson, Ravenworth, other theologians. I make up for me not being at a school of theology. I wouldn't go to one now if they paid me to go. I mean, not one. They could pay me all the money in the world. I wouldn't last but a week, not even that. I wouldn't sit there with my hand down, listen to their heresy taught at Harvard, Yale, Princeton, you name them. They're garbage, absolute total garbage based on the Humanist Manifesto. I've got evidence of that, slam dunk by their own mouth of theologians that confirm exactly what I've said. It includes the public schools controlled by Freemasonry ever since 1908. And that's a fact. You know that there's once a pastor from Arkansas, I read a quote. He said his greatest battle is not with some secret sin of the flesh, but with maintaining a consistent life of prayer and studying God's word. He said that Satan rarely tempted him with sexual sin, but he's found that one thing that works on him most of the time, he gets so busy with daily affairs of life that his prayer and study time are crowded out. It's like, Lord, I'll get back to you. I don't have time right now. I'm too busy to pray. I'm too busy in my daily life. I'll get back to you, Lord. Well, that don't work that way. You're doing it backwards. He continued to quote, saying, I don't allow this to happen intentionally. In fact, I always renew my efforts to get into the prayer closet. But I'm soon caught up again in all kinds of projects and interruptions. And this cycle's repeated over and over. Satan is robbing me of my time with God. Perhaps you could write a message about this problem we all face. Unquote. There's millions of other sincere Christians. And what's going on is this pastor, as many others, are victims of demonic conspiracy of interruptions. The devil's chief target in these attacks is his secret closet of prayer. To keep you from that closet. It doesn't mean an actual closet. It could be anywhere for you. It depends. God will let you know. He knows it's a door into the Holy of Holies. Remember that the veil was torn when Jesus died and resurrected. The veil was torn from the top down. It means anyone could get inside. It's the armory out of which saints emerge in full battle dress, ready to withstand all the Satan's fiery arrows. So as you keep people out of that, I've talked about that through the principalities, exactly. If you look up, go on my website, watchforjesus.com, I talk about the principalities in one of my Bible studies, and it covers the seven principalities. And there are seven of them. And it's amazing. Bible, I mean, it's just a matter of reading the Bible and you follow it up. There's other research as well, but always use the Bible as a substantiation and to back yourself up. Always use the Bible. Does he actually parade erotic images through the minds? Does he tempt them with soothing thoughts of escape through alcohol or drugs? Does he lure them with dreams of fame and prosperity preaching? Uh-huh. Alcohol and drugs, they use drugs attached to different demons and different principalities. That's a fact. Drugs alter DNA. The altered DNA allows possession. That's why they want to legalize marijuana, because marijuana will lull people into a false sense of security. They're saying that's a way to reduce the number of suicides in the military, is to authorize marijuana to be used to calm down PTSD. Family, do y'all understand the implications of this? Those Joint Chief of Staff? Uh-huh. They're getting their noise. Oh, they must get their name, honestly. A joint. You get it? Joints. Chief of Staff. That's where they get the name. I got it now. Uh-huh. I'm going to have a communal one. Because that must be what they're smoking. When they authorize women to go frontline units with men in a combat zone. And then at the same time, they have programs for increased rape and assaults. They got to be the dumbest Joint Chief of Staff or the most cowardly ever was. To allow Panetta to lift the ban. See, all this is connected together, you see. No, they've targeted our troops since 1950. Because the hierarchy is focused on the New World Order. Not patriotism. Those like Jerry Boykin, Wesley Clark, Rick Joyner, the whole lot of them. Secret Society members are Rhodes Scholars. And you look up Rhodes Scholars and you tell me not. You look up the Knights of Columbus, Knights of Malta, and you look at their oath of where they really stand. Militia, you're being lied to. You have satanic infiltrators pretending to be on your side, and they are absolutely not. The devil knows that a person in union with Jesus Christ will not be tempted by such vulgarity. But you must be strong in the Holy Spirit. But these temptations are not necessarily necessary form to accomplish his work. Instead, Satan seeks to interrupt a believer's every attempt to enter the presence of God. Every device in hell is to hinder a Christian's efforts to spend time in prayer and study of God's word. And you're going to find an increase almost every day. And you've got to increase in your prayer. And you're turning away from those addictions. And forgiving yourself. Veterans, you got to forgive yourself on all these things that you've done over there because they did it to you on purpose. Don't let them win again. Forgive yourselves for what you did because God will forgive you. Who are you to hold yourself back when God's forgiven you by dying on the cross, his son, Jesus Christ, dying on the cross for your sins? So you could be forgiven, but you must forgive yourself and sleep. And those voices you hear are from technology being aimed at you through microwave technology. And yes, they are. Just help it out. Go to my website, read it, do your own research. 7,800 veterans are suing DOD and CIA for the septal implants in their noses, microchips. They're there, or in their body, or through the vaccines. All this is a part of the same game. You know, who calls? When you spend a day in prayer or Bible study, do you? And it doesn't have to be Saturday or Sunday. It can be any day that you choose according to the Bible. There's no Sabbath. Any day you choose is your Sabbath. That's another story It's supported by the Bible. Jesus Christ fulfilled the fourth commandment. He fulfilled it. Churches aren't telling you this because they want your money. They want you to show up on Sundays because it's sun worship. And the SDA, Seventh-day Adventists, want you to show up on Saturday because it's Saturnalia worship, worship of Satan. That's bottom line. Look it up. It's there. Family, any day you choose, you find that. I've done a study on that as well. I've done a broadcast on that, a Bible study as well, that you can read or you can listen to. Actually, you can do it yourselves. If I did it, anybody can do it. Get away from these churches because they're not telling you the truth. And you know the prosperity preaching? They want you to see the prosperity preaching. They want you to see their lavish life, doing it on purpose. They're given that. They want you to know. You had Copeland bragging on the front in pedestal. I am a billionaire. They want you to know that. Then they come up with your come as gods, all kinds of corrupted scripture. They want you to know that. You know why? Because you'll see the Roman Catholic Church. You'll see the way the prosperity preachers are preaching. It's not biblical, which is pretty obvious. Therefore, you'll say, well, I don't want no part of this. So here's the reasoning. When they have disclosure and the falling away begins, they'll offer you the New Age movement. We're all one in Christ. Love one another. And Christ will forgive all, no matter what. Well, that's not true, actually. That means that God is not just and he's a liar. Now, you want to call him that? Go on ahead. I don't recommend it. But he's a just God. If there's no hell and no punishment, then he's a liar to this innocent. You see, they don't tell you that. And all through the Bible, he shows he's just. And he will punish the evil that turn away from him. That's all through the Bible, so they're talking out both sides of their mouth. So you got to see religion as being fraudulent, and they're showing you that on the pedestals today, on purpose. It's to facilitate the falling away. And the second part to that is now they're coming out with Jesus was wealthy. Oh, I got that today and yesterday from Facebook postings. They're preaching this nonsense that Jesus was a wealthy man. That's coming from your Gnostic novels and so forth. Gnostics, all of them. Gospel of Mary, Gospel of Judas, Gospel of Thomas. That's not by those people. The Book of Enoch, they're all Gnostic. And they're getting ready to pull it and use it. That Jesus was wealthy. Aha, Jesus was wealthy. Oh, Osteen and Joyce Myers and all that, they're wealthy. And they're, oh, you see what they're doing? Oh, they're tricky. Real tricky. That's another trick they're using. It's psychological manipulation. A conspiracy of interruptions. They're really the most damaging and ferocious whenever you are most determined to get along with the Lord or doing his work. It's almost like you sit there and grin like, wow, it's really happening. When you're really aware of it, you'll see it happen to you. And the people doing it don't even know. You'll be swamped with these interruptions. It's overwhelming sometimes. You have to call it out. You have to call it out. Supernatural interference. The devil himself is behind these interruptions with demons of his own, conspiring to keep you away from your beloved. Don't let it happen that you won't neglect. And this is the crux of the issue. You know, Jesus himself withdrew from the massive human need all around him. He would quietly communicate with his heavenly Father. So a time has come in every Christian's life, when you look at the hurting, troubled people making demands on you, including family, and you'll say, you're going to have to wait, I'll be back. But first, you have to pray. Because your soul is hungry, and you have to feed on God's word. And you need time alone, and that with the Lord. Because then, you'll have nothing to offer. He won't be there unless you call upon him. Now, your secret closet prayer, wherever it is, it's a place hallowed by the presence of God. That's where he meets the cries of every devoted intercessor, heartfelt prayers. But the devil doesn't have to enter the secret closet or your space to accomplish his purpose. Because he already has our flesh in cahoots with him. This is where you toughen up. It's where your trial and testing comes from. God don't tempt, but God will test and give you trials. Our flesh is at constant enmity against the Spirit of God. It always will be. And only by trusting in the glorious power of the Holy Spirit can you take full dominion over your flesh. It's important that you do this. Now, I'm going to talk more about this later, about the interruptions, but you kind of got my idea on this. I'm going to go into more now about the deceptions that you all are getting. But this lays the groundwork of the interruptions, because it's part of the interruption process. Now, you hear talking quite a bit. Okay, 1 second here before I jump into some reasons why controlled opposition can dissuade you. Stand by. Okay, the controlled opposition of those like Alex Jones, Quayle, Dizdar, Marzulli, Springmeyer now, he rejects the King James Bible. I have to tell you because I got an email from him or a posting and blocked me. And so, and used the same words to another born-again Christian that used only the King James Bible, which in fact is the only true word of God, with the same exact words. So you got to know this, family. Don't follow me, don't follow any man, don't follow the Pope, don't follow nobody. You follow Jesus and Jesus alone. Jesus is the one we focus on. The one that is the only one can save you is Jesus. Nobody else, man or woman or otherwise. But only Jesus, and not a church, not a religion, not four walls. Family, it's not taken up for your preacher, pope, or pastor, priest, or rabbi, whatever. It don't matter. No president, no prime minister, no king, no queen, no nothing. Except Jesus. Family is the only one. Everyone of them is going to live and die, and all of them will be judged. So come on now. It's pretty obvious. Don't matter if they've written 50 books and got 100 CDs. It don't make one lick of difference. If they're not preaching the true word of God out of the King James Bible, I'd be gone if I were you. Otherwise, you're going to be deceived. Controlled opposition. They fool folks into thinking someone's already fighting the good fight for you. Like the NRA. That was designed to placate those who really want to keep weapons in their homes for home protection. Even Jesus said, sell your cloak and buy a sword. That was for protection. Not revolution, but home protection. Protection on the pathway, protection against animals, and whatever they needed it for, but was not to go out and start sword fighting. Well, home protection is part of it. So the NRA formed up to placate the ones that wanted to maintain that weapon in the home and so forth, ownership of weapons. NRA was created by Freemasons, Jesuits, to placate and slow you down. Notice nothing's really accomplished. Charles Heston would not be there if he wasn't a Freemason. Same thing for John Wayne, unfortunately, and all the other movie stars. Freemasons are in Wicca, and that's a fact. You've got, so you don't have to work as hard, or maybe not at all, because Jones and Rents and Kokesh and all the others doing it for you. Adam, what's his name? Drakowski or Rakowski or whatever. Luke Rakowski is a Freemason. And Adam, I kind of lost the We Are Change. It's a Freemason organization. Craig Fitzgerald, he's a 13th degree Freemason. Same thing with Ron Paul. He's a Rosicrucian. Jerry Boykin, general, retired. He's a traitor. He's a Knights of Malta. Family, don't follow these people. They convince you to do things. They convince you to stand down or to, in this case, no. And now, in this case, it's revolution. Rick Joyner, they're calling about revolution, armed revolution to overturn the country, overturn the government. So now, Obama's playing his role, you see. He's told to play this role. Then the other side, see, Mandela was the Knights of Malta. They're all frauds. Every doggone one of them. Because they take a blood oath against you, against God. And they play this game of one world conspiracy. They get away with it too. Controlled opposition will appear to be waging a battle against the problem or person. When the time is right, the ball will be dropped every single time at a crucial point of the game and leave the enemy to win the day. They always make up an excuse or they come up with a wrong date or something to draw fear every single time. And you know, when controlled opposition sues in court, it serves the dual purpose of fooling everybody into thinking somebody's already suing it for a particular issue or matter and cause them not to engage in what they perceive will be a duplicate litigation. So they back down. They take one article because they control all of the press through the Council of Foreign Relations. And they take one article, no matter how mundane it may seem, and they'll plaster it all over the United States. That'll serve as a mind brainwashing vehicle to gear you up or to test and see where you are as far as rebellion goes. Rebellion draws them consent and dictatorship. That's what rebellion is all about. Armed rebellion. We never even won the war in Revolutionary War. We didn't win that war. Evidence is clear. Legal evidence shows you we didn't win. I'm not going to go into that. That's not what today's talking is about. And all this, I can show you the evidence. It's not a problem. But you know, George Orwell, remember George Orwell, 1984? He said, I quote, "Football, beer, and above all gambling filled up the horizon of their minds. To keep them in control was not difficult." And George Orwell also said, "In a time of universal deceit, telling the truth becomes a revolutionary act." See, they have to tell you what they're doing before they do it. Controlled opposition is very clever. And you'll find they also live. Bill Cooper was murdered. David Wilkerson was murdered. Senator Schaefer, murdered. Russo, murdered. You see a trend going on here? JFK, murdered. Larry McDonald, kidnapped or murdered back in 1984. Hoven was put in prison. Springmeier, they'd done something to him while he was in prison. They turned him around to do something. Sent him back out. Now he comes up with the same stuff, whatever, but nothing definitive. But he calls the Yahweh and Yeshua and turns away from the King James Bible. There you go. They either use them or kill them. This is serious, family. And people trust these people. Trust only in Jesus and his holy word. You know what controlled opposition does also? They look crazy at some point in the game. This is used on purpose to discredit the real movement and genuine figureheads. Alex Jones is a good example. Lindsay Williams, a Freemason. Alex Jones acts crazy. He gets on some of these major shows yelling and screaming and doing all kinds of things. That's Jesuit acting, family. It's all by design. Now, what do you think when you're not a conspiracy theorist or scientist, you would call them, and you see this one that is on major news, TV, talk shows, whatever, jumping around, yelling, carrying on, yelling on the TV? What's your initial thought? These people are crazy. So when you say the same concepts, the same warnings, you are associated with their behavior. And that is the purpose of it. It's not subsequent. That's the way they act. That's the way it's supposed to be. And they get into real, and actually you can see where Alex Jones, for example, in a particular meeting or a formation outside in Austin, Texas, of real gathering together outside of a courthouse or something. You can actually see it. And they're having a good meeting, bullhorns, the whole nine yards, and here comes Jones, about seven other folks, breaking it up, yelling and carrying on. That's what they're for. When they wave their fist around the air, ranting and raving and hollering and carrying on, makes all conspiracy theorists or Second Amendment supporters, when they flip out on Piers Morgan, that kind of thing, makes them all look bad. That's the very purpose of it. So Piers Morgan and Jones, they work together. It's all scripted out like a soap opera. They laugh and pat each other on the back after it's over. How'd I do? You did really well. We'll go for a drink. Let's go. That's how it works. Like two divorce lawyers. On either side, they actually work together. And just think of the premise of the guilt by association. And they're also very selective about what they report on. Notice a lot of them don't report about the Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, the Freemasonry, the Italian-German Illuminati on the inside. It's always Jews and Arabs, Jews and Muslims, isn't it? They're leaving all the main guys out. Why is that? Include everybody. Then you have the anti-Jew, the anti-Semite. They use that. The fake Jews and the Illuminati are using the anti-Semite role to liquidate Jewish wealth. Theodore Herzl created Zionism as ordered by the Vatican to ferret out the real Jews. And then Adolf Hitler, second cousin to Queen Elizabeth II, and second cousin to Churchill, second cousin to Stalin, his role was to become the Antichrist and was to find the Hebrew Israelites and kill every one of them. That was his role. He's Roman Catholic. Their plan fell apart in 1943. FDR had planned a dictatorship in the United States by 1939. I got the evidence of it by his own quote. They planned a world order to take place in 1943 and 44. That's what World War II is all about. When you put all the dots together, you see it clearly. Now, I'm not going into that right now. I have a tendency to go off in these rabbit trails and rabbit holes and all that. But what I'm telling you, I've talked about before, my regular listeners, if you're a new listener, well, Lord help you, because I'm way ahead of this, and I can't right now give you the details. What I'm telling you is the truth. If you want me to, I'll email me or something. It's not a problem. But what I'm telling you are facts. Your controlled opposition are selective about what they report on. Fukushima, they got you going on that one. Make people think that we're already in the end times tribulations where the sea is about one-third of it is destroyed. That's a lie. They're trying to fake the tribulations to bring in the disclosure and the Christ, Yeshua. Sinan Emmanuel. They're going to have disclosure. So they got to get rid of the tribulations, make them go away by saying, well, this already happened. Or you got a Red River in Pakistan. Oh, there you go. We're in the sixth trumpet already. Oh, that's a bunch of baloney. Carl Gallup and all the others down there come up with that nonsense. And Bagley and the rest of them. Family, get with the Bible, the scriptures. And when they start speaking these lies, get away from them. Turn them off. Go away. And go back to Jesus. He's the only one you could trust. You see, you know what else they'll do? They control the topics of the day. The media is saturated with these controlled propaganda outlets and articles. They put out, what do you call it, viral? Make it viral? They'll take any little article. They had some kind of recently there was in a college, I think in the past couple of days, they had SWAT going around and exercise to some of the colleges, but that's not how it's portrayed on the news, on the alternative news, that they've invaded the college and they're searching for a plastic sword. So they got their little minions, probably sons of Freemasons, that are letting the SWAT come in and they're making a dramatic effect and put it on YouTube. So that way you say, oh, we live in a tyrannical government. They're invading my son's colleges. Oh, no. Yeah, you see, it's all part of it. Do we live in a tyrannical government? Yes, since 1776. They just haven't told you that. Now they're trying to make it public. They want to see where you are with this. You see, Dresden James said, I quote, "The ideal tyranny is that which is ignorantly self-administered by its victims. The most perfect slaves are therefore those which blissfully and unawaredly enslave themselves." And that's what's going on today. When they say stand up, they're talking about firearms. But what they want you to do is stand up with firearms, make you think that firearms is the answer, which they do protect the homes. I agree. I'm a former U.S. Marine, and I agree with home protection. But what they're doing, they're on the news and networks. They're showing you your only protection is having a weapon. That's about right. But the reason they're doing this on the media and not playing it down, which they technically should be doing, they're playing it up. They want everybody to know. Why? I'll tell you why. Because when they declare martial law and dictatorship, which they will, family will only be the fifth time they've planned it in the United States since 1933. So I'd say number six is not far-fetched. It's when they declare martial law, the National Defense Authorization Act will be put into effect, and they'll confiscate the weapons. You'll say, well, I'll never get my weapon. They won't have to. Because when they launch their planned helter-skelter, their planned crime wave nationwide, mostly in the cities, the people there will want some kind of protection, obviously. And they'll say, we'll declare martial law, but you have to turn in your weapons first. You'll have an alternative. So family, people will gladly turn their weapons in that don't know so that they'll have martial law. And you know what's going to come out? Chinese, Russian, and European forces will come out of the woodwork in the millions. It's already here. By your consent. Because the military won't be able to handle it. They're overseas. Isn't that a clue? And then the police are already subjugated and divided by Freemasonry. And the felons who are locked in, 175,000 plus, are made to be private security, will come out as the national security. They got this all planned. So they want a violent revolution in order to justify martial law. That's what your Boykin's all about. So, Vladimir Ilyich Lenin said, I quote, "The best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. As long as you have dissension and rebellion, you will have repression and a dictatorship by consent." And then, add to that, the architect of the World Revolutionary Plan written down was a communist, humanist by the name of Ayn Rand, evil to the absolute core. She wrote Atlas Shrugged in 1957. And that Atlas Shrugged, that novel, 1,000 pages plus, is in fact, even though based on a fictional storyline, it is in fact the blueprint for the New World Order. Atlas Ayn Rand, who's a heroine, no pun intended, to Ron Paul and Rand Paul and Paul Taylor, or whatever his name is, all of them. She was the mistress to Philip Rothschild. You know what a mistress, right? Between the mister and the master, and the mistress and the mattress. That's what I'm talking about here, family. She was a mistress to Philip Rothschild. But she also took dictation and designed the playbook for the Illuminati in 1957. And she wrote, I quote, "And now with the laws being passed, you'll see how this works out." She says, I quote, in the storyline of the novel and the textbook, "There is no way to rule innocent men. The only power any government has is the power to crack down on criminals. Well, when there aren't enough criminals, one makes them. One declares so many things to be a crime that it becomes impossible to live without breaking laws. But just pass the kind of laws that can neither be observed nor enforced or objectively interpreted, and you create a nation of lawbreakers. And then you cash in on guilt." And as the storyline goes, they say, "Now that's the system, Mr. Reardon. That's the game. And once you understand it, you'll be much easier to deal with." I imagine many a mayor or governor or senator has received that kind of same lecture. Or they'll kill them if they actually are important, like Senator Schaefer or Bill Cooper or Larry McDonald. They'll take them out. Like Lindbergh's son. That's what that was for. Lindbergh's father was talking against the financial situation in the Federal Reserve. They kidnapped Lindbergh's son and killed him within a mile and a half of the house. That was the purpose of that. So, when they're talking about all this, mainstream is an excellent example. ABC, CBS, NBC, Fox, CNN, and others, they promote the topics they want to promote. Limbaugh, Hannity, Beck, the whole lot of them. They decide the subject. And you got to write a book, man. You got to write a book. When you got a book, you'll be on Sid Roth, It's Supernatural. Or you'll be on some talk show, whatever. And there you go. Then it must be real. Well, no. It's not. Matter of fact, I have right here, goes back to 1993, the Council of Foreign Relations, that is the Illuminati, created by Rockefellers over here in the U.S., and the comparable organization to it in Europe, in London, is the Royal Institute of National Affairs. In Canada, you have one too, Canadian International Affairs. It's the same Illuminati groups. Well, in the Council of Foreign Relations, which is the Illuminati with another name, you got media CFR members. And you know who those are? ABC, CNN, CBS, NBC, Associated Press, Dow Jones, Wall Street Journal, New York Times, Newsweek, Washington Post, Reader's Digest, Time Incorporated. And at that time in the 1990s, syndicated columnists Ben Wattenberg and Georgia Ann Geyer. And as you know, members of the Illuminati, Council of Foreign Relations, specifically in the 1990s, was Diane Sawyer, Barbara Walters. They were Illuminati family. Dan Rather, Frank Stanton, David Brinkley, Tom Brokaw, or whatever. Jane Pfeiffer. Karen House of Wall Street Journal. Mendel House was the one to control Woodrow Wilson. Family, I got a list of names here. Just goes and goes and goes. I don't have the time to name them all. I just named the ones that you all might recognize. That are part of the Illuminati. That's just the media part. So this is how they control by the media. Nazis taught us well in 1945 through Operation Paperclip. And you know, the controlled opposition promotes disinformation and fear-mongering. There you go. They keep society in a heightened state of fear, a symptom of certain disinformation, as another important aspect of controlled opposition. Some truth, but it's enhanced with all this nonsense. There are some truth to it, though. That's the tricky part. That's the part that really frustrates me. So if you want to believe that Planet X, Nibiru, or whatever, is about to destroy the Earth, or that Y2K is the end of civilization as you know it, you don't have the time to be worried about chemtrails, plume gate, or any other problem that, other than that, is surviving the imaginary doomsday scenario. Y2K, by the way, I'm not going to go into detail, but if you look it up yourself, you'll find it. Wesley Clark, by the way, a liar incarnated, Rhodes Scholar, he was set to start the trigger point for World War III, or the chaos to bring about the first seal, in June of 1999. Look it up. And because a major general in the British Army, mechanized force, Major General Michael Jackson, by the way, no kidding, would not follow an order. He rejected an order given to him by Wesley Clark, who's a Rhodes Scholar. That right there is a DNA of a globalist. Because he rejected an order to intercept the Russian Spetsnaz head to Pristina Airport, that was supposed to be the excuse to start the firing between NATO and the Russian forces to kick off World War III. We didn't have World War III in the time that was planned to happen in 1999. Real quick. In 1789, they put us under a 70-year bank cycle under the facade that we are independent. We never were. 70-year bank cycle of bankruptcy and collateral of Washington, D.C. was given to the bankers. We were bankrupt in 1789. 70 years goes by. They knew 70 years coming up again. 1859. That was part of the purpose of the Civil War. Also organized by that generation of Rothschilds. Controlled by the Vatican. Hint, hint. 70 years and 13 states of collateral, as collateral. 1789. It's always 70 years. It's a bank cycle. Put us at when? 1929. What a surprise that is. The Great Depression. That was planned in 1910. And it worked. And that was when FDR was planning a dictatorship. By his own words. I got the quote. And it didn't happen the way they planned it. God's in control. Their plan failed. I talked about Smedley Butler before when he blew the plot to Congress. He blew it. Blew the whistle. 1929, they put every American citizen under collateral for the bank loan, bank cycle, bankruptcy. And that's the only one, FDR, that took us off the gold standard. Nixon didn't. FDR did. and put every American citizen as collateral in a bank debt. That's what the birth certificate is all about, to certify you as an instrument for bank debt. Every American citizen at birth. Bonded for $1 million at birth based on the receipt of the certificate of your birth to the IMF. Now, that was supposed to be the third and final bank loan and bankruptcy. 1929, tack on 70 years, 1999. That was supposed to be the New World Order. It failed to happen. They're 14 years overdue. Now, I have really summarized it for you to show you what they've done. So Y2K in 1999 was supposed to be the excuse for launching of a nuclear weapon. Oh, they had all kinds of plans. They're not in control. God is. Joint Chief of Staff, it would take you to learn a little bit by studying the Bible. Otherwise, you will fail. And your murder of our vets today, you will be held accountable. But it won't be some so-called convening court and all this silly nonsense. Impeachment is the silliest thing ever heard in my life. Impeached by who? That's like a follower of Charles Manson going to impeach Charles Manson. You don't have anybody that's going to do impeachment. They'll placate it. They'll lie about it. Apio, Mac, and all the rest of them is following, just chasing their tail as they're planned to do. Family, there's no impeachment of a president of a corporation. I'm tired of these lies. I'm sick of them. And I expose every doggone one while I can. Don't take my word for it. Do it your own. Controlled opposition will promote diversions. They run kind of like PSYOPs, psychological operations. It's kind of a diversion, like anything from Charlie Sheen, who's freaking out. They always print it. And being interviewed by Alex Jones is something as simple as a troll fight between controlled opposition. Agents on the YouTube hearkening to the Dutch sense and prophetic seer and Dutch sense versus suspicious observers, trolls, fights, and blah, blah, blah. Family's all controlled. Nonsense. Luke Randowski, Craig Fitzgerald. Notice that Luke Randowski is always at the right time, the right place, ready to interview Kissinger. Kissinger's walking away as if they didn't do their advanced surveys. Give me a break. It's all set up. It's all part of it, just nonsense. Controlled opposition. Possible scenarios might include a truther that's arrested for, you know, posting harsh words online, or some reporter that meets an untimely fate, car exploding, by the way, or jumping out of a 13-story building, or getting close to something about Obama, the CIA, or none of the situations would be real. Sandy Hook was a false flag to justify putting military or law enforcement in your schools to protect the school from the parents. They haven't told you that yet. And a lot of these are, in fact, actors fulfilling their roles in theatrical performances. So this Cherini is half right. In other ways, he's going overboard. But there are actors out there, and they're promoted by controlled opposition everywhere. And their intended effect of intimidating you and keeping you from getting involved, like the Manning, Snowden, Assange, family, they're still in the payroll of NSA and CIA. They're telling you stuff that you already know. And they're also Snowden's little escapanza. Yeah. Anyway, is to bring up the UFO deal. So he tells us stuff we already know anyway. He still works for NSA. They tell him what he's going to say and what he's not going to say. And then he says, okay, now it's time to bring out the UFO. So if he's telling 80% truth that you already know, he brings in the UFO thing that justifies that there's aliens out there. Look it up. That was his purpose all along, to set up disclosure. Oh, they are tricky. If you take them at face value, the stories of how you can get some serious jail time for speaking out against the government, too. It all works in their case. That's their purpose. The CIA and KGB working together, like trying to follow Santa Claus on Christmas. On the map. Same thing. And what it does is scares off legitimate whistleblowers who actually have legitimate information. You got controlled opposition. They perform data collection, informational retrieval. So they want to know what you know. They want your phone number, address. And they'll find others that's telling the truth, infiltrate into their Facebook, infiltrate into their broadcasting, and start discrediting them when they get an opportunity. First, they'll come into you as a friend. They'll say the right words. They'll study you for a while. Then start saying the right words on your chat. Start developing relationships. They'll pick and choose people on your chat or that's in your broadcast or in your Facebook, and they'll start finding those that's kind of back and forth. Then they'll foster a friendship with them on the side, and then that will start their fifth column strategy of killing from the inside. That's how they do it. They use all the religious words. Oh, I love Jesus. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They're liars. Watch for the little indicators because they come out. Be very careful. They can fool anybody. Trust me, I know about this one. They will make comments that you made about tipping over a FEMA truck or Prison Planet threads or in your file, or they can use Skype somehow. I'm not sure exactly how they do this, but somehow when they get you to, can you call me on Skype? And you call them on Skype, they have some kind of program, software, something, I don't know how it works, that they get inside your computer through Skype. Yeah, they do it. I don't know how they do it. Anybody knows, send me an email. I don't know how that works exactly. But when someone's very, when they are very energetic about getting me to call them in Skype, and then my little red flag goes up, I say, nah, can't do it. Other times, I don't like to tie up my computer either, though, because sometimes it draws down on the, I use it strictly, one of my computers I use strictly for broadcasting. So I just keep it kind of separate. So I'm real tricky about that. Yep. And they also try to learn information about you so they can incite others to use violent rhetoric that can later be used against you. Something to think about. They promote a bogus story as legitimate. Then what they do is they discredit those who support it by having controlled opposition agents at the time of their choosing. Discredit the information completely. It's called a honey trap. I've had this done several times with me about last year. Tom, you got to get this out to broadcast. What's that? Well, they'd give me something and I'd say, okay, yeah, well. And every time I waited on this one particular person, it never came true. A little voice said, nope, don't put it out in the air. Because they come back and what it does is discredits your information. And they know it. And that's happened to me several times. I could tell how they wanted me to put it out. And I said, nah. Because they'll debunk it later, it'll never happen. And how about when you put it out, or you tell your family this, or tell other people that, and it never happens, your credibility goes down the tubes. Check things out yourselves. And these controlled oppositions at the highest level, they practice mind control, social engineering. Are you serious? Yes. For example, you want to divide the police and army from civilians, you have controlled opposition outlets. They run only articles and videos that put a negative light on police and military. That happens all the time when you see these YouTubes that pull up. Cars pull up to a border checkpoint. And they got the cameras rolling. They got the little video there in the seat beside them. And they also say, just a simple stop and say, can I see your ID, your driver's license? Am I under arrest, officer? No, I just want to see your ID. Are you stopping me, officer? They started all over again. Family, that's a fraud. It's all a setup. And you read the comments below it, people buy off on it, hook, line, and sinker. You got Mike Adams, Natural News, calling for armed citizens' arrest of DNR officials. There's no such thing. Family, it's nonsense. Alex Jones, drone shoot down video. All attempt to incite lawlessness and criminality. It's intentional and it's planned. They put out good information, and by design, they come out with 10% wrong stuff or stuff to incite you. This is planned brainwashing. Because you trust these people, and they know you trust them. Controlled opposition controls the airways and consequently are allowed to be seen by the American public. You have undercover agents paid by the CIA and NSA called shills. And they speak on behalf of the establishment. And they're given lights, camera, and action and information. Those with good information can be blacklisted or taken down, hung up on, or whatever. But those being allowed to speak, I'm telling the truth and all this, and they're still doing it for years, I got a real question about that. And your prison planet and InfoWars, they identify the true truth tellers and set them up. I know that Russo, who was murdered, it says cancer, but no, he was murdered. And Sheriff Senator Schaefer, who was after the CPS, Child Protective Service, identifies children that's given to the CIA. CIA uses thousands of them in ways you don't want to know. And Bill Cooper, all three of those were on Alex Jones' show. All three of them were murdered. And we're all three of them were real truth tellers. Huh. Anyway, and controlled opposition, first and foremost, and my pet peeve, offers no solution or solutions that never go anywhere every single time. Obvious solutions have a chance of working or ignored. They'll talk about promoting or boycotting of aluminum or stop chemtrails. It's not going to happen. You got to take proper action. And enough people aren't doing it. They're not talking about Jesus Christ and being born again. Yelling at Satan and all this ain't going to do a thing. It means nothing. And when they don't announce that Knights of Malta is behind it, Knights of Columbus, secret societies, Freemasons, the Jesuits, the fake Jews in Israel, Zionists, not even Jews there. The real Jews are kind of subjugated and kind of forced into following along. You wait till the Hebrew Jews come out. They have no chance then. Hebrew Jews will then come out, 144,000 of them will take over. And there's nothing they can do to stop it. That time's yet to happen. Well, family, that's how controlled opposition operates. Now, there's other ways, and it's very complex, actually. And you have to watch out for it. It's not being paranoid. It's watching out for this controlled opposition. So you have a conspiracy of interruptions by Satan and supernatural. You got interruptions, deception by controlled opposition. And you have controlled opposition and deception on the pulpit. That's when it gets really bad. Now, I can wait till tomorrow to talk about the pulpit and how they keep people from being saved. And they got like 30 different ways they do it in churches, synagogues, cathedrals. But the storyline of the Humanist Manifesto is the talking points of the Illuminati. their main objective. And they use Hegelian dialectic. They provide the thesis. Then they have antithesis. And they know what you're going to choose. That becomes a thesis, synthesis, their choice, your choice. They show you the evil. They've got the good, naturally, or the solution. And they know you're going to pick that solution because they control both sides. And that synthesis, your choice, that you think's your choice, then becomes the next thesis because they know you're going to pick it. So they set up already the antithesis to that. They've been doing this for centuries. Apparently, your history is pre-written before it's ever put in the books because history is written by the winners. And guess who the winners are? For now. So what guides their agenda is the secular humanism. The talking points of international conspirators at the round table, which includes the United Nations representatives, Gorbachev Foundation, representatives, Trilateral Commission, representatives, Council of Foreign Relations, the Royal Institute of International Affairs, and the Club of Rome. Now, they have their own separate little meetings in their high-level Bohemian Grove-type meetings. In fact, family, some of you are not going to like this, but this is actually true. Is they invoke, either by channeling or overshadowing or actual manifestation, they invoke one of the fallen angels or several that runs these meetings. Especially the Committee of the 300 and the councils and so forth. Yeah. So what are the common doctrines and goals of secular humanism? Now, first I'm going to give you the short part of it. One is to deny the existence of God. How they do that? They use the NAACP, ACLU. They have kids to threaten to sue the school to take down the Ten Commandments. You see how they do it? This is what that's all about. It's not just some kid in some school that says, well, I don't want to look at the Ten Commandments. Or some parent says, well, we're atheists, we have a right. No, these are controlled. And when you get one school to do it, then it starts a firestorm for the other schools. You get one state to pass euthanasia, like in Oregon. That's why General Boykin is going there, take some, because they're going to really kick out the witchcraft in Oregon to pass euthanasia. That children can, in fact, elect to kill themselves, euthanasia, and doing the United Nations Rights of the Child Convention means the parent can't stop them. You see? And that's what that's for in Oregon. Because they're following the steps of Belgium, who's already done it. And while we're worried about all this other controlled opposition nonsense on the outside, they're passing these laws behind your back. You see how it's going? So I'm giving you ideas about how they're doing this. So here's their main objectives. And I'm going to give you some details. But here's the primary ones. To deny the existence of God, then you decide how they can do that by specific articles and movements and laws and so forth. Two, deny the existence of a soul. Deny the existence of absolute moral laws. See, already they're passing euthanasia. Already they're passing legalizing drugs. Already they're trying to get past legalizing abortion. All these things are part of the plan. Number four, deny the existence of inalienable rights, including the rights guaranteed to us by the U.S. Constitution. And the U.S. Constitution was rendered null and void in 1938, already. It's been done. We never really were under it all along in the first place. It's never meant to be carried out. It's meant to placate. The Constitution declarations and all that was meant to placate, to follow along with the laws of God, but never meant to be used. JFK was going to call that. He's going to challenge it. I'm in control. I'm going to take control. I said, well, Kenny, you can't do that. Law says I can. No. I'm going to do it anyway. He had five things he was going to do, and it would have dismantled the Illuminati. That's why they killed him. Bobby Kennedy, Martin Luther King, and Malcolm X were all killed by the same organizations. Deny the sanctity of individual human life. Now follow up on the articles and legislation being passed to fulfill that. They claim, number six, they claim that they can only be successful in creating their utopia by establishing a world government or new world order. And they also believe, and number seven, believe that the traditional family, nuclear family, must be eliminated in order to obtain world peace. Now, a summary I use on occasion to show you exactly how they plan on doing that, or have planned on doing that, is by one quote. I got a bunch of them, but one specifically kind of summarizes it all up. And this one was by a leader, by a head of the World Health Organization back in 1944, 1945. And what he said was, and it sums it up very nicely, his name was Brock Chisholm. My regular listeners have heard me say this before. He was director of the United Nations World Health Organization. And he expressed it specifically in 1946 to 48. He said, I quote, "To achieve world government, it is necessary to remove from the minds of men individualism, loyalty to family tradition, national patriotism, and religious dogmas," unquote. That's 1946. See, they needed all this before 1945 to foment World War I and World War II. So before 1945, from the turn of the century to 1945, they needed to have individualism in men. They need to have loyalty to family tradition. They need to establish national patriotism. They need to have religious dogmas to foment these wars. When the wars were over, and World War III is the last one, they didn't know the time it would take place, but they had a lot to set up, had a lot to take down. So very simply, their five-step plan that the social engineers put together was to demolish the foundations of biblical morality. They were to dismantle family, patriotism, and individual liberty. Number three, they were to discard the Constitution and the Republic for which it stood. They've done that already. Number four, to destroy the American free enterprise system. To destroy it, they had to establish it, Federal Reserve. So now your Ron Pauls, his Rosicrucian, will come along and say, we got to take down the Federal Reserve and all this and all that. Well, that's what Kennedy was going to do, but not in the time they wanted to. He's going to do it too early. And Lincoln also was going to control it by our own money, Sixth Amendment. He had to go too, according to them. But now Ron Paul can say it because the family, they're going to the biometric tattoo. They don't need the Federal Reserve anymore. And they know that. And that tattoo, that biometric chip that's going into your body, has been tested on our military personnel for over 40 years. And number five, direct our attention toward the United Nations, which will drag and, if necessary, drug us into a global government for which it was established. Now, I've got details for all five of those agenda items. Family, this is the news of what's going on, of what they're really doing. Nothing like what you're being told on TV, news, talk shows, whatever. Man, they're not covering the whole gamut. Family, find out for yourselves. And the bottom line is seeking Jesus, because there is no other way. Now, these others are going to have to learn the hard way. They're going to go about their busy routines, get busy, tied up, deceive, troll, chill, whatever. But family, when God calls it and that tribulation begins, all bets are off. And then you'll see the reality of what happens. Which side are you going to be on? The losing side or on the side of Jesus Christ? The side of Jesus Christ is not going to be easy. It's going to get hard. Well, family, I'm at the end of the program. Tomorrow, part two. Yep, there you go. I had part two. I'm going to talk about in more detail the Humanist Manifesto and how the pulpit, the preachers, are deceiving the congregations. It will be part two of this deception. Today, I kind of laid the groundwork. Tomorrow, part two, humanism in detail. Some articles that I'll cover to show you how they do it. And how the pulpit is fooling the people in the churches. So, I'll let y'all know that we're played up in New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania by highpointradio.net. Random basis. I don't know when he plays it, but it's randomly. And that's good enough for me. John Kirkler, he's a good person. He wanted our Bible studies. He's interested in the Bible. And I said, man, download them and use them. And our broadcast, he plays them as well. Highpointradio.net. John Kirkler, H-E-R-K-A-L-E-R. KBLU Radio in New Jersey, New York, and Pennsylvania. Blue Raven Network, KBLU Radio, plays us on simulcasting. And this week is Tuesday, so we got, you know, another Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, three more days. Tonight, Bible study, 7 to 9. And 7:30 to 9, we're going to talk about the supernatural, how to handle the supernatural. We'll get into it. You can join us tonight or tomorrow, 4 o'clock, a Bible broadcast. And I told you what we're going to cover tomorrow, humanism and how the churches are fooling the congregations. So y'all have a great night and know that Jesus Christ has won on the cross already. That's the bottom line. Don't let them put fear in you. It's good to be aware, but know the end result first. It's good to be prepared, but know who won on the cross and who's going to win in the end. But be ready for trials and tribulations. Be ready for interruptions. Be ready for you to be, interrupted. Because it's coming. Witness the love of God, the love of Jesus Christ and His saving grace. That's the bottom line. And the King James Bible is, in fact, and irrefutably, the inerrant, perfect Word of God. And there are no other, and no one can establish otherwise. They claim it, they can't prove any of it, nor establish it, nor come up with an alternative. They have none. Jesus Christ is coming back soon. Get ready. You don't have time to worry about a rapture or, you know, if it happens pre-trib, mid-trib, pre-wrath. None of our business, family. People are arguing over it. It makes no sense to argue over something you don't know about. It's just to be ready now and not wait and not try to determine, well, what date's it going to be? What year is it going to be? Because you're not going to know. The idea is to say it's coming, but the idea is to be ready no matter when it is. You don't know from whence it's going to come. So family, have a great evening. And we'll talk to you all tonight, 7:30, Bible study, or tomorrow, 4 o'clock, on the Watchman for Jesus program. This is Watchman for Jesus, signing off. Good night, and God bless.
From the sky, guilt and my confusion disappeared in sweet relief. And every fear I'd ever had just melted into peace.
Good night, God bless, and regular listening will continue as soon as I sign off the 24-hour loop. Have a great evening. God bless all. Signing off.